Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Huntoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally in Newburgh, New York. And today we're here to talk about some interesting topics important to you. And this is very, very important. As spring has sprung, people are doing more things outside and leaves are growing, plants are growing, flowers are blooming. It's important for us to know that it's the best time of year to help yourself health-wise. And to help me do that today is my cohort. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting across the studio from me. And welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you so much, Doc Rick. It's good to be here with you to talk about a subject that is really timely for this part of the year, because you're talking about all the beautiful things that are growing, but the other thing that happens to our bodies is we accumulate various kinds of toxins over time, and this is the best time, as I understand it, to get rid of them. So how do the toxins get in the body, first of all?
Well, three main sources. That would be the air that we breathe, the liquids that we consume and drink, and the foods that we eat.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, with all the chemicals, the pollutants, the antibiotics, the medications, is it true that even if we're very health conscious and don't smoke or drink or self-medicate with drugs, that our bodies still have to contend with a significant accumulation of various toxins?
Absolutely. We need to appreciate that we're exposed to 84,000 different chemicals on a weekly basis from all of those three sources that, come into the body through breathing, drinking, and eating.
So, well, what are some of the symptoms of having too many toxins in your body?
Well, the major one everybody can relate to is fatigue, but then there's things like brain fog, requiring caffeine to get going, difficulty falling asleep or waking throughout the night, hormonal imbalances, slow healing time. All of these are indicators that your body's got too many toxins within it.
Well, a lot of these things seem kind of vague. The symptoms seem sort of vague and hard to tie down to toxicity. So the word toxin is usually associated with poison. And so are you saying that the things that we're ingesting from breathing, drinking, and eating actually poisons?
Yes. They are toxic to the body, and the body has difficulty dealing with them because they are not natural. And this is why it becomes toxic to the body, as it alters normal physiological processes and affects how the body then functions. And this is why medication fits into this classification of toxicity, and so do all the artificial colors and sweeteners and preservatives, and then the pollutants that we can actually see, coming out of smoke smokestacks through, sure, you know, industrial plants, et cetera, and the chemtrails of the planes flying overhead, releasing those toxic chemicals into the atmosphere that you see the long white trails coming out of the backs of the planes, right, et cetera. You know, all of those are toxic to the body, and then we have to figure out how to deal with them.
Now, one of the culprits that you said in terms of medication is antibiotics, but are there times when antibiotics should be used?
Only in immune-suppressed individuals, since their immune system cannot do the job itself. So taking a medication during those times is a solution, but it's a temporary solution. It's not a permanent one. One needs to strengthen their immune system with the help of someone who can actually guide them to do that so that they're not getting infections, and then you won't need antibiotics.
Well, that would be the best result you could have. That's part of the proactive approach to health.
Correct.
So beyond antibiotics we're all consuming, there's all the crap food that you talk about every week that when we eat restaurant food or fast food, if we eat it at all, or packaged foods or any kind of processed food, what kind of toxins are we getting from those type of items?
Well, the same type we get from other forms of pollution. If you think about it, artificial ingredients and chemical ingredients are toxic to the body and will affect the body negatively over time, often leading to dis-ease.
Mm-hmm. Now, today there are these radiated foods. There's long shelf life foods. You see all the dairy products are now ultra pasteurized, and there's genetically modified foods, none of which we're being even told about. And so as more and more of our diets are made up of foods that our bodies can't really use for fuel, and these things may not be digested and then properly eliminated through the normal body process, right?
Yes, and this is why people need to be aware of this, so that we can tell the manufacturers no, and that things may begin to change. But it's important for the consumer to understand how these toxins get into their body, and it's time to do something about it.
And another interesting thing is that with all these toxins in the body has to try to do something to get rid of them. And one of the things our bodies does with the unwanted toxins is it accumulates in the fat. I mean, the fat kind of acts like insulation, right, for the body, and then you can't eliminate the fat, so you start gaining weight.
Yeah, it says realistically what the body does with a toxin that it can't eliminate on its own is it surrounds it in a layer of fat and it isolates it away from your vital organs, and this is what leads to the external obesity that's so readily seeable when you walk outside your house.
But you've talked about the kind of fat that accumulates around the organs that is not necessarily seeable. Somebody can be slender and actually have enlarged
organs. Right, you can get fatty organs, get a fatty liver or fatty kidneys, fatty adrenals, and we're all aware of fatty hearts with heart disease.
Right. So are those toxins that are getting in there, is it similar kind of a thing?
Yeah, they're abnormal metabolites due to digestive imbalances and the body's inability to process them in an appropriate fashion, and it's what leads to the different diseases that we're all suffering from.
And so much comes back to the imbalanced digestive system, because that's really where you break these things down into their molecular components, and if they're properly broken down, your body can absorb them.
Absolutely.
Well, this is interesting. Now, what about heavy metals? You hear a lot about heavy metals. We have, you know, so many coal-burning plants here on the East Coast that produce mercury. Do those also stay in our body?
Well, heavy metals are just that. They're too heavy for the body to excrete, and their accumulation throughout the body is what causes disease and major health issues that must be addressed if you want to be healthy. And so getting rid of the heavy metals that may be in your mouth due to mercury fillings, the antiperspirants where we're rubbing aluminum into our bloodstream underneath our armpits, cadmiums and all the other different places that toxic heavy metals accumulate, old houses that have lead-based paints, all the dioxins and other things that they put into the food sources, etc. These things accumulate within the body because they're too heavy or too difficult for the body to excrete.
Okay, so now here's the million-dollar question. Is there a way to get rid of all this toxicity that's accumulated in your body?
Absolutely. There's always a way, and it's called the doctor-supervised detoxification program, and it's designed specifically to get rid of these toxins that are accumulating, and it does it in a healthy way that gently helps to move your body through the process of cleaning out its toxins without throwing the body into crisis in the process.
Well, that is a really good piece of information, and we need to take a short commercial break. When we get back, I want to talk to you more in depth about the doctor-supervised detoxification program, because this is something that people can do while they're living their lives, doing their regular activities. It's not something something that you have to sort of go away to camp for a week or something, right?
No, not at all. And so, yeah, let's take this commercial break and hear from our generous sponsor. And when we pick up back, we'll talk a little bit more about the doctor's supervised detox program. Please continue listening. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with liver concerns such as arthritis, vision problems, headaches, elevated cholesterol, inflammatory conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, sugar balancing concerns, or excessive weight? All are indications the liver is overwhelmed with toxins. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225 and ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225. The doctor-supervised detoxification program, your solution to your liver concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today, we're talking about detoxification. And Mark, I'm sure you got more questions.
Yeah, well, in our first segment, we talked a lot about the ways our bodies store the elements that would be better off if they were eliminated from our bodies. And now I think we can turn the conversation to how this happens and what you can do to combat that.
Well, actually, Mark, it would be ideal if we never ingested any of these toxic chemicals to begin with, but since the powers that be will continue to allow this to occur to all of us, we as individuals have to take steps to overcome this fact in order to combat it so that we're not affected by it so negatively.
Personal responsibility.
Yes.
So let's see if I can describe what happens in real simple terms. So first let's talk about air. Air comes in through the lungs to feed the blood. The blood uses the oxygen to energize the cells. Then the cells use that energy and extract carbon dioxide, and the blood carries the carbon dioxide back from the lungs to the lungs where it's exhaled.
Yes, this is the normal process of respiration and is most vital external nutrient for the body to function. I mean, it's why God made breathing free.
And free and frequent.
Yes.
So the next one is water. Now, water comes in through the mouth and keeps the blood liquefied so it can travel through the body. And then the blood is filtered by the kidneys, which use the excess volume of water to filter and eliminate the unneeded elements.
Yes, and this type of water you drink is the difference between being healthy versus being sick. So spring water, mineral water, artesian well water, and natural water versus things like purified water, reverse osmosis water, distilled water, vitamin water, smart water. All of these are processed waters and are not ideal for body functioning if you choose to be healthy.
Important to know. The next item would be food. And now food also comes through the mouth and passes through the digestive system. There it's broken down. Some of the molecules of the body it uses to grow and repair tissues. Now, I think all that's controlled by the liver. Am I correct?
Well, initially, it's controlled by the enteric nervous system, the part of the digestive system that regulates what the body allows in versus keeps out. And then once it's in the bloodstream, the first place it goes would be to the liver, where all of the foodstuff that goes into the liver is there for inventory and preparation for being sent out to the body for healing. So the liver and its ability to do this efficiently is vital for health and wellness, and it's important to make sure that the liver is working properly, but the enteric nervous system being affected or affects the large intestine, those are important to make sure they're working properly.
Okay,
too.
Yeah, important. So now you say the liver is the grand central station of the body with responsibilities for controlling all the body systems. Now the blood gets into the body, passes through the liver. So how does the liver do what it does, and why is it so crucial to filtering the elements the body can't use?
Well, if we do not get rid of our garbage, then the house, the neighborhood, the community develops problems due to too much garbage. The body's no different. Processing and removing what isn't necessary is vital for health. Otherwise, you end up getting sick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in addition to the molecules in the bloodstream that the body can't use, the bulk of these things also help to the digestive tract to push the waste materials out of the body. Is that a fair description so far?
Yes. As fiber is one of those ingredients, is necessary for the elimination and sweeping out what isn't necessary by the body.
Now, one that people might not be thinking about is the skin. I mean, that is also an organ of elimination. How does the skin do that?
Well, the skin, like the lungs and the intestines, acts as a filter to protect the body. It breathes like the lungs and filters components that we are exposed to keep what does not belong out of the body versus allowing what the body body can use into the body.
So how does a healthy body normally get rid of what it doesn't need? And why would you need to do a doctor-supervised detoxification program?
Well, Mark, a healthy body will process what is ingested in a healthy fashion and use the proper elimination routes to eliminate what cannot be used by the body. The body should have a good discernment in which to know what it needs versus what it doesn't need. And these are in the forms of carbon dioxide, urine, and fecal matter. Now, if this does not take place in a timely fashion, health concerns begin to mount within the body. Therefore, anyone who lives in the United States, because of all of our crap food, the completely refined and processed foods, all the pollutions and all the medications, the poor quality refined drinking water, etc., this is a reason one would need to do something like the doctor-supervised detox program.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when it comes to doing the doctor-supervised detox program, you do it in the spring. So why is this time of year the best one to support the activity of this cleanse?
Well, if you appreciate the Chinese five-element theory of health, the energy is expanding during the spring, and that energy is highest in the liver at this time. And since the liver is the main processor of what enters the body, this is the best time to clean that part of the body out. And if you're going to clean that out, you might as well clean out the other filters and just clean all of them.
Mm-hmm. And so the spring detox program actually has more benefit than simply cleaning the liver, because, I mean, the liver is critical to the breakdown of the fats in the bodies, and so you get these extra benefits, like you eliminate some of that fat that's been stored.
Absolutely. Eliminate the toxins, eliminate the excess fat that the toxins hide in as the fat. Those things are no longer necessary for the body, so getting rid of them and eliminating them from the body prevents problems in the future, but also improves the efficiency of your body and makes you much more healthy.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to the lungs as a filter, and they're consistently taking out the waste products of carbon dioxide and they bring oxygen in, is this also something that's supported by the doctor-supervised detox program?
Absolutely. We support the whole system of elimination by cleaning the three external filters, meaning the lungs, the large intestine, and the skin, along with the three internal filters of the liver, the kidneys, and the spleen.
So now bringing up the kidneys, so how do they work? Do they just filter the fluids?
Based on the concentration gradient is the easiest way to explain that. As the fluids pass through the kidneys, the concentration of some ingredients are going to pass through a filter within the kidneys to collect as urine. They essentially work based on what the body has too much of and under the direction of the hormones that regulate this process. And so the kidneys are a filter that help to take the impurities that aren't going to go pass out through the solid route, but are going to go out through the liquid route, and mm-hmm. that's the main function of what the kidneys are doing.
I see. And when we're talking about the solid route, then let's talk about the filtering capabilities of the large intestine.
Yes, it has tremendous filtering capacity based on several different things working properly. The bowel must have proper balance between its main components, those being the good bacteria, the yeast, and the candida, a type of fungus. They must all be balanced and must work together for one to be healthy. Now, if one has been exposed to antibiotics, which is pretty much every one of us, because 70% of antibiotics in this country are put into our food supply, but either from medical treatment, dental treatment, or through the foods, this is necessary balanced flora will be out of balance, which will lead to improper functioning, filtering, and improper processing of what it is that we're taking in, and it results in problems within the body. And this is important for us to, A, recognize that it's being done to us, and B, then taking the necessary steps so that you can remedy that problem.
Now, do I understand that the large intestine also has the capacity to absorb water?
The large intestine absorbs water under the direction of the kidneys, and when too much water is being absorbed out of the intestines, it kind of dries up the fecal material and creates the basis for constipation.
Of course.
That's one of the reasons why it's important to be well hydrated regularly so that these things don't happen.
Mm-hmm. So what do we need to consider when using a doctor-supervised detox program to detox?
The health of the lungs and the respiratory system. If a person has lung health concerns, doing this program would be tremendously beneficial. Knowing the person's condition and evaluating them for specific lung support would be warranted before starting the program. You don't just want to jump into it without having a proper evaluation. So we modify the program based upon what a person's health is doing. Mm-hmm. So if a person had lung conditions, then we would want to support the lungs a little bit extra, not just do the standard program. But
I see. So, here we are. We're talking about all the filters of the body, the three external filters, the three internal filters, and getting the body to get rid of the things it can't use for building and repairing and sustaining life. So does the need for the doctor-supervised detox program come about because the body has just more than it can process?
Well, we're asked to process a lot of things that are not real and are not necessary for the body to function. We got the artificial colors, the artificial flavors, we got the fillers, we got the additives, we got the, you know, plastics, we got the pesticides, we got the negative fertilizers, we got things that are sprayed on in an effort to repel insects and those sorts of things. And we're drinking water and the dioxins that are leaching out of the plastics for the bottles that we're drinking. I mean, all of these things get into the body and they begin to accumulate, and it creates the basis for malfunction within the body. It creates dis-ease within the body. And so it would be important to get a reset, if you will, by cleaning things out so that the body can go back to doing what it's supposed to do, not always compensating for the amount of crap that we're putting into it.
So it really is an issue that there are toxins that get into your body, whether you like it or not, whether you're trying to be healthy or not, just because you're alive at this day and age and this time and place.
Absolutely.
It happens. This is very interesting. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a few more questions I'd like to ask you about the doctor-supervised detox program.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with kidney concerns such as high blood pressure, heart palpitations, dehydration, low back pain, fluid retention, swelling, and constipation? All of these can develop when there are too many toxins affecting the kidney. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225 and ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225, the Doctor Supervised Detoxification Program, your solution to your kidney concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, my cohort, Mark Sabin, and I are discussing the doctor-supervised detoxification program and why this would be necessary for everyone who can hear this program. Why? Because we're all toxic.
We're all toxic. You know, it's interesting because if you troll around on the internet, you can find all kinds of different kind of detoxification programs out there. But you actually went through a long process to actually develop this one many years ago. How did you come about making up this doctor-supervised detox program?
Well, I understood the problems many were having related to their health early on in my practice. People's bodies were not responding properly to treatment. And when people exhibited signs of too many toxins, it became important for me to develop a program that would take care of this for the patient. So I worked with a Chinese herbologist for about 6 months to come up with a program designed to clean out all the accumulated garbage within the body, and this became the doctor-supervised detoxification program.
And you've been doing it for how long now?
We've been doing this. This is our 20th year.
20th year. So it's been tested through time.
Yeah, it has, and I can say definitively, everybody that's done the program has thoroughly enjoyed the results that they've gotten, except for one woman who, it's interesting. One of the things that happens with liver health is one of the toxins that builds up has to do with a person's emotional state. And she went through the process and she came into my office just, you know, puffing her chest out and being all angry and upset because had she known she was going to get this angry during the process, she would have opted not to do it because she was never used to expressing her anger. And so the anger came out as we flushed her liver out. And so, but it was still the best thing she'd ever done. She just wasn't comfortable with getting feeling that much negative emotion.
Well, that's a really important aspect to this this program is that one of the things that if you start cleaning out all the toxins, the underlying emotions that are sort of being suppressed in there along with the toxins have a tendency to come out, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So now you said it's critical to do this in the spring. What's the reason for that?
Well, as we discussed earlier, the liver is the chief detoxification organ in the body, and spring is the time of year when the energy is highest for the liver. So doing a full body cleanse at this time of year is most beneficial to the person.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly is involved with the doctor supervised detox program?
Well, many different things, Mark. High quality food, high quality drinks, exercise, hot baths, many different components, all designed to restore health to the system and restore health to the person doing it.
Are there a lot of supplements and things of that nature? sure?
Well, that depends upon the person's health. This is why we recommend that the person come in and have a detoxification evaluation. Mm-hmm. We evaluate the various filters in the body. We check the health of them. And we see can they do the program as it's written in the manual without any extra support, or does their body, because of the excess amounts of arthritis or the excess amounts of asthma or the years of antibiotics and their intestines being out of balance and being obese, et cetera, do they need any extra support for their specific situation? And that's mm-hmm. why it's the doctor-supervised detox program. It's not, I don't roll this out to any person who just chooses to call. No, they're going to have to, you know, have a brief evaluation so that we can make sure they're going to get the best results with the likelihood of developing any level of complication totally removed. And I can knock on wood and say for the last 20 years, I've never had anybody have complications from doing this program other than getting better.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things that's very exciting about this is that you would think that in a situation like this, you might have to fast or go hungry. But in fact, you eat quite well on this program, don't you?
Oh, you're eating high quality food the whole time. What you're not eating is you're not eating any more crap. You're not putting crap into your body while you're trying to clean the crap out. And what they found under research is the fact that you need to feed the body in order to support phase one and phase two of liver detoxification. And so these juice fasts or water fasts or just abstaining from food, yes, it takes the stress out of the system. But when you're not feeding the system can't eliminate the way that it's supposed to. So mm-hmm. it's important to feed the body the right ingredients and do it in such a fashion that it helps the body actually do a cleanse and detoxify itself.
Oh, that's great. So how long does the doctor-supervised detox program take?
It's 23 days. It's 9 days is getting rid of the garbage that the body should be flushing. You reduce and eliminate your toxic foods and decrease the stress on your liver in that first 9-day process. Then the middle 5 days is spent flushing the toxic sludge out of the system. And then once you flush the body, then you want to gradually reintroduce and reestablish normal function by introducing healthy foods and to keep the body healthy and determine if you have any allergies to these different foods. And if you have allergies, then we help to get rid of those immediately.
Now, do you have to take time off from work, or do you continue your regular life while you go through this program?
You should continue your regular life. Realistically, you don't have to camp out by the bathroom. You don't have to move your bed next to the toilet. You're not going to be having all sorts of weird stuff come out of you all the time. No, it's when you're treating your body in a natural fashion, things are going to go in a timely fashion, and things are going to come out in a timely fashion.
Fabulous, fabulous. We're about out of time for today, but we really covered, I think, a pretty good overview of what the doctor-supervised detox program is and how it works for the benefit of your health. If people have specific questions or are interested in perhaps going on the doctor-supervised detox program, how should they best reach you?
Well, they should definitely get a hold of me either by emailing me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Or they can call the office directly at area code 845-561-BAC. Or 561-2225. I would invite them to come to a class to ask all their questions, get all their concerns addressed, get a sense of what's actually involved. We go over the program in that free class. I'll be having two free classes this month. There are Tuesday evenings that they begin at 6:30, so I would encourage you to come to the free class to ask all your questions. Come in for the detox evaluation. This is $125 value, but it's free during the month of April. But you have to call for scheduling, and this way we have the appropriate amount of time to evaluate and explain what is necessary to help you as the individual. The program is not hard, but it is life-changing. So please take advantage of this unique opportunity and take advantage of the time of year. And please come to a free class or communicate with me in some way, shape, or form, and I will help you clean out all your garbage that has accumulated, and we will help to reset your health.
That is great talk, Rick. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate the show and look forward to doing the doctor-supervised detox program.
Yes, that would be exciting, Mark. I want to thank the listener for tuning in today. I appreciate your listenership, and I would ask you to tune back in next week. That's same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.